Okay, we are at Michelle's house, Michelle Walker's lovely home in Jack London Square, and this is for a booty session.
Booty!
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And my name is Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Christy.
Hello, how are you? Where are you now?
I'm in Oakland, California still.
Oh, right, through,
you know, end of May, beginning of June, you know, just flying by the seat of our panties here.
So talking about panties, do you like how I threw that
yeah,
in?
Yeah, no, I get that.
You get it?
That's
you
didn't, a good segue.
Okay, well, whatever. Sometimes it works. So this episode was a lot of fun. To our listeners, if you listened a couple weeks ago, we released an episode with Michelle Walker, who is a good friend of ours.
And wedding photographer.
And she is a wedding photographer, like super awesome wedding photographer. And after we recorded, she's like, oh my God, that was so fun. Like, you need to meet my friend Chloe. And I'm like, who's Chloe? And Chloe is a wedding photographer, but Chloe is getting married and she's going through it all right now. And it would be super cool for you to have her on the show, you know, talking about from a vendor's perspective, planning
a wedding. Being on the other side of that.
The other side of it. And yeah. I was like, okay, cool. And she's like, well, we're doing a booty shoot. And I'm like, what's a booty shoot?
Yeah, she's like, booty shoot.
Booty shoot. It's a boudoir session, you know. And I was like, really?
Because yeah, she's a bride and she's about to get married.
She's a bride and she's going to get married and she wants to do this cute, sexy photo shoot for her future husband. And I've seen boudoir. I mean, I haven't been to a boudoir session, but I've seen photos of them. I've never like been crazy about them because oftentimes they're kind of like dreamy
looking. Yeah, glamour shoddy. I did one. Did I tell you that?
You did?
I did one, not before we got married, but I did one. I was actually pregnant. I was 4 weeks pregnant with my second kid when I did it. I mean, no one knew yet, but I had, so Joey was like three and I was like looking and feeling good and also feeling this impending, like, oh, my body's about to blow up again.
Yeah.
And a girlfriend of mine had just gotten married. And she did one and showed me some of her pictures. And she told me how, like, amazing she felt. And it was so empowering. And she's never felt sexier. And she's so glad that she did it. And yeah, for herself. And she's like, and bonus, I get to hand my, you know, future husband this sexy, like, X-rated album. And it's just really going to, like, light his fire. And I was like, I don't think Lance, I don't know, my husband, I don't think he'd be that into it. But hearing her talk about it made me want to do it.
Yeah.
Like for myself. And I have like, you know, a supermodel in my head.
Of course. Yes.
That I'm like vain and I've always wanted to do something like that. And I pulled some money out of, you know, like I did it for myself and hair and makeup. And so listening to
nice.
You there, it was like, oh, that was just so fun. It was so fun to hear you there, like behind the scenes. But it did remind me of how much fun I had doing it. And we have this little black album now. And I swear I look at it more than Lance does. Not, you know, I look at it as like, oh, look at that. That was that fun, cool thing I did.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to do. You should do one.
Now that you've been to one. Well, now that, you know, that the thing I was like, Michelle's like, you know, it's going to be, we have fun, like we've got champagne, you know, we're just hanging out and Chloe's my friend, so it's going to be like fun. And I'm like, okay, cool, like I'd rather do that than just sit and interview and talk, like, so how what do you think about wedding plan? So you just listened to it because I did a rough edit and you did the show notes and I haven't even asked you about it, but obviously you have enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. And she's, Chloe's, you know, obviously very comfortable with herself. And so she was kind of the perfect person to talk about what a boudoir session could mean to somebody. Listening to it feels like you're there. Yeah. I know it was kind of challenging for you to put it together, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So when you're listening to it, peeps, the editing on this one was very challenging for me. I had one microphone.
It's like fly on the wall style.
Yeah, exactly. Like some of it's loud, some of it's quiet. You should be able to hear most of it. I also had, I don't even know how many glasses of champagne. but we, of course, now Chloe's married. They got married. They got married in March in Mexico. Yeah, that's it. So I hope everybody enjoys this. And Christy, thank you very much.
Yes, enjoy and imagine the entire time that you're listening to it that there's like bare nipples just everywhere while Michelle's doing this podcast. Yeah.
And there was. There really
even people that weren't modeling, just like they just whipped them out.
Let's just all take off our clothes. Okay. No, it didn't happen. All right. I will talk to you next week, my friend. Enjoy the show, everybody.
I'm just going to hold the microphone. Tell us what you're doing, Chloe.
She's eating the microphone.
I am doing a boudoir shoot for my fiance, who I'm marrying in, what's the date?
20th, baby.
It's February 20th.
Oh, my God. In like 12 days or 11 days or something. I have to write my vows still.
Just do your boudoir shoot first. And then
one thing at a time.
So it'll come to you.
So my makeup was just done by the fabulous Nicole Elaine. This is my sweet and innocent look.
Yes.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Yeah.
And my photos are being taken by the fabulous and talented Michelle Walker. And there are clothes everywhere.
Yes. There's heels and lingerie and denim and...
Rose-colored
sunglasses, and Chloe's standing here with a white button-up shirt and her boobies hanging out. Yeah. And I just met her. Nice to meet ya. Oh. I like your girls.
yeah, this is me. Naked is more comfortable than clothes.
Okay, so why do a boudoir shoot? Like, what? Why do you want to do this?
I think it's.
Michelle knows why.
I'm going to answer first. She can wait. Because it is important to be in your body and love your body the way it is. And if you're marrying the right person or you're with the right person, they tell you every day how beautiful you are. So why not capture that and give them that gift and give yourself that gift? Like, this is also for me. And, you know, we're talking about getting pregnant. And so my body will never, ever be the same. capture it now, and I just think it's such a good gift to give the both of us.
Yeah, that's interesting that it's as much for you as it is for him. Have you ever done anything like this before?
Well, so I have a group of girlfriends that I've been friends with since I was in high school, and we often get together and have dress-up parties and photo shoots and burlesque shows. And so, you know, I have been around a lot of body positive people my whole life. Not my whole life, but my adult-er life. And so, you know, I'm not shy to change in front of people or whatever. Like, my body is my body and that's my body. So, but I've never done it like in a professional setting. Like, I've just done it with my friends for fun. So I'm excited to do it this way. Like, I'm taking the whole day for myself to do this for me.
Well, and also, for him, but you know, for me.
What did you tell him you were doing today?
Errands. He's out of town. He has no idea. He's busy.
Oh. Whatever.
The house is a disaster. I've got shoes and underwear and everything all over the place, so it's really good he's out of town.
Oh, good. Or else he'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I love that it's as much for you as it is for him. I like that. What were you going to say is the reason, Michelle?
I think she's most excited about seeing Mike's face when he opens up his present on the morning of the wedding, because we're going to have it special delivered, and we have the videographer there, and we're going to capture everything when he opens it.
So like that, like when he's getting ready, or like when he first wake up, when are you going to give it to him?
Like, he'll be dressed and like getting ready. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be pretty soon before he has to see me walking down the aisle. little excitement from him when he sees me. A little uncontrollable excitement is what I'm hoping for. And as a photographer, I've done this for a couple of my brides, and it's awesome to see the guy's face when they see the book, and then to see their bride, and then to try to keep it all together as they're watching a bride walk down the aisle. It's good times.
Yeah, keep it together, keep it down. and I should mention that Chloe is also a wedding photographer. So this is interesting. She's getting married, and you're also on the other side of the wedding industry. So how does it, like, does it feel familiar to be the bride?
It feels completely surreal. I have a brand new understanding for my clients, and I was just talking to Nicole this morning, and there was a few things that you said I hadn't remembered to say, so we'll ask her what those things were because I don't remember. But it's very foreign. I meet my clients early on, and then I see them or talk to them shortly before the wedding, and then I see them on their wedding day after they've gone through all of this crazy decision-making process, which is super exhausting. And now I'm living it, and it's a lot of freaking work, and it's overwhelming and emotional and challenging and like exciting all at the same time. And like, you don't want it to be here because you want to keep building up for it, but then you also want it to be here so you're done making freaking decisions. Yeah. So it's been a very eye-opening experience to see what people go through to hold a big wedding. And now I totally get people elope. Mike and I have said it at least 10 times throughout this process. We should just run away and get married, the two of us.
Because you've been on the verge.
Yeah, several times. Several times.
But we as wedding photographers, aren't we happy that people don't go elope?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Just wanted to throw that in there. As a wedding planner, I am happy about that too. And how long have you been planning the wedding?
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Why 2 years? Because why?
We do everything slow. We've been together for like 15 years. We take our time on doing things. And it's a huge wedding, and it's something we didn't want to rush into. Like, I wanted to make sure that I had time to do all these little things and make it really special. We're not doing it again. This is it. Like, we're not marrying anyone else. We're not. This is our one-time thing, and we're making memories that will be talked about at the dinner table for the next 25 to 50 years. Like, that's what we're doing. And people in our family are so excited, and our friends are so excited because they've all been on this journey with us, you know? Like, so many of our friends and family have had us crying on their shoulder as we struggled to like figure out how to be in love with each other and how to be together. And so there's so many people who feel invested. We have 150 people coming to Mexico.
That's how many are confirmed that said yes to Mexico's. So it's I almost dropped my champagne. So it's a destination wedding. How many did you invite?
350.
Okay. Okay. So, okay, but this is good. This puts things in perspective for those out there planning having destination wedding, because you know, you want to invite the world. Mm-hmm. So you invited 350 and you have confirmed 150.
I think we're floating around 145 right now. The numbers kind of change day to day based on people's lives. But about 145. And yeah, it's a lot.
Did you anticipate that many would come?
Yeah, we always assumed it'd be somewhere between 150 and 175. And every venue we talked to in Mexico laughed in our faces. And we were like, no. For real.
How far out did you tell people or decide? Like,
well, we've talked about Mexico since before we were even engaged. And then we sent out save the dates, I don't know, 9 months ago, 10 months ago. The dates are all kind of blurring together. It's been an interesting process to do a resort destination wedding. It's very different than just like a destination wedding. The planning process is really, really different because you have certain timelines, and we got a travel agent, which get a travel agent if you do a destination wedding. They don't cost you anything, and they will change your life. Ah. So it's been an interesting process because the timeline is different. The way the information is sent out is different. Like, we send out emails to share the information with everybody along with a save the date. Our invitations only went out a month ago because we already had our confirmed RSVP list based on the resort. So it's not like we needed to get RSVP cards from everybody because that was already taken care of through the resort, nice. The travel agent.
That's awesome. So they're like your liaison, your middleman, your planner in a sense.
But we have a planner.
Oh, you have a full-on planner.
Yes. Tamara J. Events. She's somebody I've worked with on several weddings, and she's amazing and can handle a rowdy drunk crowd. And she understands my vision, or our vision.
My vision.
And knows how to execute it, because even as a photographer, I again show up at the wedding and I see all the pretty, but I have no idea how that journey took place. I have no idea how they got to that point. And I had all these different crazy ideas, and the way that it's manifested itself and what it's turned into is not what I even originally thought it was going to be, but we've made it happen. You know what I mean? But get a planner. Don't do it without a planner.
Get a planner. Make that work in your budget. Because
the reason we're doing an all-inclusive resort and the reason that I have a planner and I'm bringing down a team of people who I trust and love is that I don't want to answer a single question once I get to Mexico. I have 1-hour-long meeting scheduled, and the rest of it, like, if you need food, it's all-inclusive resort. You need a drink, it's all-inclusive resort. You need to know where to be on the wedding day, ask the planner. I have watched too many industry people get married and not have a good time on their wedding day because they're trying to micromanage the whole day. Who has time for that? I don't. No. I want to enjoy my wedding.
Yeah. Good for you. Awesome. That's good advice. Very good advice.
So true.
All right. So is this a bracelet?
It's a ring. That
somebody gave me. That's so cute. An engagement ring bracelet.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, come on, babe. It's only like 27 carats.
Yeah. It's only like Kim Kardashian's wedding ring.
Stolen ring.
Her stolen ring.
Thanks for the champagne, Michelle.
You're welcome, love. There's lots more, so please drink up. Woo! Chloe! Damn, there's a start.
God, I love being a photographer. It was the best job.
Oh my God, it's awesome. I like that necklace, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have the jewelry on that you want to be wearing? Earrings? Check it all out. Think about it. What you got?
You barely have a necklace on, though, but you don't need one with that, right? Booty! What up, booty? Nice! Get it!
You did wax! No, she's never
shaved. You didn't do a Brazilian?
I didn't have time. My lady was busy.
And that's the only thing I told her about this shoot. I'm like, I don't care about anything. Just make sure you wax it all.
Okay, so state your name, please, madam.
Hello. My name's Nicole Elaine, Nicole with a K.
What are you doing here?
Oh, man, I'm so lucky to be here. I did Chloe's makeup. I'm a makeup artist, and I love Chloe. I've known her for many, many years. I've known Michelle for quite a while, so it's really fun to be here with all girls team. What a treat.
Do you have your...
What kind of power? Vagina?
Vagina power.
Vagina power.
And what is your? You have your own business.
I do. Yeah, Nicole Elaine. And I do makeup and hair for a lot of commercial, corporate, and video work. And then I also do some weddings. That business is just a little bit lighter because that's weekend work. So, but I do a lot of corporate, commercial, private clients, some event work. A lot in the tech industry, of course, because. Where we live, truly. Mm-hmm. And then this kind of stuff. Yeah. Fun work. This is like the fun work, because this is like, I can play a little bit with the makeup, whereas when I'm in more of like the ad, like an ad campaign, it's very like lifestyle. It's very like real people makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, I don't like her eyes so much. Can you change them? And
sometimes. Or they're like, do the no makeup makeup, which is my favorite anyways, but it's like very
natural.
It's like, get the shine down, make them look awake, make sure their lips don't look dry, make sure the hair isn't crazy. It's like very just like walking down the street clean. Like I woke up like this.
Did you grow up here in the Bay Area?
I'm Sonoma County.
Oh,
so I'm a California girl.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sonoma.
I'm a California girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in the Bay for 10, 15. I've lived in Oakland for 7.
Oh, you live in Oakland?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's great. Yes. It has gritty moments, you know, but then we have Lake Merritt. Mm-hmm. And then we have like the best farmers market in the Bay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then you find places like this where you're like, this exists in Oakland?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thanks.
I'm a big fan of Oakland.
Thanks, Michelle. Seriously.
We hella love Oakland.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hella.
Hashtag.
What are you spraying? Her legs?
Yeah, just lotion. Just lubing them up. Just greasing this girl up.
Oil her up.
I just picked up my rings today.
She's wearing her full wedding set.
Why? Oh my God, they're beautiful. Is that rose gold?
Yeah.
She's
got and all three. What's the, and platinum? Or and is that white gold?
Oh, white? I think it's white gold.
Oh, there are three rings. White gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. Yeah. I love that. Did you design it, Chloe?
No, I just told him that I wanted eclectic. Nice. It's my favorite word. Mike says that he's scared that I'm going to try and name our first child eclectic.
That's a good name.
Everybody remember them, that's for sure.
You know that eclectic kid.
Eclectic! Eclectic! Put that shit down.
Please don't. What did you call them for short?
Ecky.
Ecky, that's what I thought. Eclectic. Clecky. Clecky.
Sideways to me.
That okay, that's she wants booty shots.
I thought we need some warm up. Apparently, we don't need any warm up.
We don't need to ease into this. We're
not. We do not need to ease into this.
There's no.
We're going. It is full out.
No foreplay here.
I feel really
just jump right in.
Uh huh. I can tell. Sit your tushy down.
Sideways?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's perfect weather for this too.
One, there you go. God, that's so beautiful. Hook one heel up on, there you go. Let me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you love it?
Yes. What is that? Oh, that's
your that's camera. Just my thing on the camera. Okay. Thanks for touching my boob.
You're welcome.
I liked it.
You need a little attention
I
too.
Did. I need a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
Hold on, Chloe. Let me get the lighting perfect.
You look adorable. Wait, what did you do?
I did a detox for a month, and I get body wraps every couple of weeks, which are like to help tighten everything up. Mm-hmm. But the detox was like all these vitamins and pills that you take that help cleanse out your system. And then it's no sugar, no gluten, no dairy, no red meat, no bread. Oh, that's gluten. No alcohol, no caffeine.
For a whole month?
Yeah.
And
but
you,
it feels,
are you still on it?
No, but now I'm just eating really healthy. I'm not really drinking as much. I don't feel the desire
did
to drink
you lose
as much.
A lot of weight with that?
I lost probably like 7 or 8 pounds, but then because the detox that I do has so many vitamins in it and I was working out like twice a day, like I gained a ton of like muscle strength, mm-hmm. Which is how I've become so obsessed with yoga because yeah. I've been like, I did CrossFit for 2.5 years and I feel stronger in the last month and a half
isn't
than I ever felt doing CrossFit.
I know.
There we go.
That was like
that's
squat
it.
On your toes.
That's it, babe.
She's here. She's done that before.
Oh, my God. You look amazing, honey. No, that's good. Little boobs poking out.
Yeah, I think
pull,
like
yeah.
A pack
just a little bit. Not that much. Not nipple. Just the pull.
The silhouette.
Yeah. On that side. And then pull the other one back just a little bit. The right side. On the collar, pull the collar back a little bit. There you go. Give me a little bit more V. Bring your shoulders a little bit more around. There you go, babe.
Oh,
that's it. Perfect. Look at you.
Oh my God. That looks amazing.
Pull this side. Pull the right collar back even further. Because I want to see a little of your beautiful skin. Yep. Oh, that's cute.
Little nipple gate.
Yeah, I thought we were starting slow.
He's a boob man.
Good. Pull that collar back even wider. There you go. Gorgeous, babe. Really beautiful. Stand up. Arch your back. God, I feel like a slut saying that. Oh, Chloe, these are so good.
You know, poor Mike, the other day we were shopping, and I was like, babe, somebody gave me a gift certificate to go to Victoria's Secrets, you know? And he thought I didn't have it with me. He thought I meant like we had to go back downtown before the wedding and get it. And I was like, we should get something sexy for the wedding night. And he's like, we don't have time for that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, because he's so stressed out by all these decisions. And then I like later on after we got home, I was like, I don't know why you didn't want to go. He was like, I thought you meant we had to go back to the mall. And I was like, no, I had it with me. He was like, I'm sorry. He's like, I feel like a deer in the headlights with this wedding because it's so overwhelming and his job's so stressful right now. And I'm like, it's
all
right.
You're all you are a deer in the headlight. You skip up getting lingerie for me at Victoria's Secret.
So now you have
gonna
to just
benefit
take
you.
What I get.
Yeah.
Is he taking time off before the wedding?
He's taking off Friday at least. I'm planning the rest of it this week. I get to make all executive decisions. We're moving on.
Yeah, because you're what, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
I get married on March 3rd. We leave it next Sunday. We leave this coming Sunday.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I'm just super lucky that Michelle is got a lot of free time this month so that she can do this and we can turn it around.
This is the perfect time of
And we're using Miller's imaging because they're amazing and they're my favorite. Miller's,
we're
I love you.
Around today. We're ordering pictures today.
Oh, yeah, because you got to get done fast. You're leaving Sunday.
She'll bring the book with her.
Wait, not. Oh, yeah. Next Sunday, as in 6 days from now. Okay. Got
Shh.
It. Sorry.
I'm not using time. I'm just talking about days.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. Let's not do that. One of those days.
There's a day. The 26th, but we're not going to talk about it. Am I putting that one on now? Are you cutting out all my tags? Thank you. Forever 21, man. Yes. Came through. Should I wear earrings?
They'll show if you're wearing our big ones. Yeah, wear big gold hoops.
Big gold hoops. Can never go wrong with big gold hoops.
Lift the boobies. Do you want to sit or stand?
Because standing makes you look skinnier.
Standing with your arms reaching up to the sky.
10 things your wedding photographer always wanted to tell you but was afraid to. Standing makes you look better.
Man, you're doing all kinds of layers.
I'm like an onion. Except for you smell better. Sometimes I don't, man. Trying this whole like hippie lifestyle and like using my organic deodorant and all this shit. And Mike's like,
that
babe,
shit does not work
he calls
well,
it my
right?
B&O railroad rocking.
I know organic.
Yes, I make him smell my armpit all the time. I make him smell my clothes to see if they smell okay. Because then I'm like immune to it. I'm like, I think I smell fine. And he's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, did you know that being in love with me was gonna require smelling so many of my clothes? And he's like, no, I didn't.
Okay, so this is gonna be sitting super close up. And you're just gonna, yeah, you're gonna play with the pearls. So let me get the light right.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Do we need to put lube on the nips?
Yeah, how about the sparkle, the nips? You have the same shimmer?
Yeah. Come on, for real?
Yeah.
You want to do it too.
Why not sparkle the nips? I think you should use
the nice soft brush.
Oh my god.
Should I use the softest, most natural?
Yes.
Look at her. Look how beautiful she is.
That's awesome. Damn.
She is literally taking a makeup brush to her nipples and putting some shimmery eyeshadow on the nips.
That's right.
And now she's
she licked it.
She licks it.
She licked it.
For your legs, bring this, your right knee up, straight up, 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 up. No, like this. Just there you go. And bring your left leg. There you go. That's what I wanted. Yeah, look away. There. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, cleavage.
Bring me up a little bit more left leg. There you go.
Yes. Don't move.
That's it. That was the shot. I know when I got it. I always know.
Oh, shit, that's
it's
amazing.
It's so crazy that I know. Okay, stay there. We need a couple of really close-ups.
With my awesome makeup.
Said I've got my
Nicole.
On, so I'm close.
Get those eyelashes.
Scoot your to go up on the stuff a little bit more. There you go. Yeah, with your new eyelashes. There
oh, wait, too much?
No.
Okay. I mean, not the eyelashes. Did I go up too much?
No, it was perfect.
I love the microphone just following us around. Michelle, how'd you get into the podcast?
Left hand up here.
I just love podcasts, yeah. And I've been a wedding planner for 15 years, so I'm like, what else can I do with this knowledge?
Yeah.
You know? Let's try a new creative outlet. Let's do something different.
Oh, babe,
that looks so awesome.
Amazing. How gorgeous. Can you cry? Are you going to cry? Chloe might cry, yeah, actually, when
right?
she sees that.
Wait, is the ring? Is the ring looking amazing?
The ring looks pretty fucking awesome. One more just like that, then.
There you go. You got the ring shot. That's the money shot.
That was it.
Yes. Look at those eyes. Oh, my God. That's me.
That's you, babe.
That's me. And the purple hair. I love that we got the purple hair before I cut it off.
You are so fucking hot. I love that. That actually might be my favorite one.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So to make sure you guys all got that out there.
That was amazing.
Amazing, right? So hot.
so beautiful. Tasteful.
Yeah.
Everything we do is tasteful.
Tasty.
Tasty and tasteful.
Yeah. So, on your wedding day, you want to look and feel beautiful and sexy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to harness that. And it's fun to kind of figure that out in your engagement session. But doing a boudoir shoot really helps you connect with your photographer and
absolutely
feel that like sexy. So it feels like an easier thing to step into on your wedding day versus having to like shed all those layers of society and all those other things. So that on the day of your wedding, you just know how to look at the camera. You know that you feel good and you feel sexy and you know how to get there.
And you know your photographer's lingo at that point. If you spent the whole day with him or her, and you see their movements and what they like to take mm-hmm. photos of, and you feel comfortable, you're going to get those awesome shots.
And even for people who aren't using the same photographer for their wedding, it's just an important practice for you to get into that mindset. Do you know what I mean? Of like, here's how I feel sexy, and then I know what sexy looks like and feels like on the inside.
Yeah, because it's for a lot of people, it's not natural to be, you know, on the other, on that camera, with a camera on your
especially
face.
For a photographer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, now I'm nervous. I've forgotten.
Don't mess up, Michelle.
No, that's a really good tip. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing.
Are you jumping in the pool?
Let's go. There.
Your pool heated?
I guess you'll find out. Just drink a little bit more.
Oh, God.
You'll be fine.
You need a red cup for the pool.
Oh, solo cup.
The best part about this pool thing is that it was my fucking idea.
So you gotta do it.
Take off all your jewelry. Maybe you don't even want to wear your rings.
I know, because they're so shiny now.
All right, we're about to go jump in the pool. Well, bum. Chloe's jumping in the pool. It's raining outside, about 55 degrees.
You need this so when you get down there,
to
get
it. Okay.
Are you excited?
Yes, excited to hurry up, get in the water, get out of the water, and then come back upstairs.
You must love that man.
I love that man!
Oh, boy. It is pouring. I hope that pool is heated.
I can see the steam coming off of it. It's heated.
It is heated. Yeah, there's steam coming off of it. Yeah.
This is crazy.
This is so fun.
This is so fun. There you go. She's in. And she's in.
Woo!
Go. Nice.
Oh, she's doing dancer's pose.
Beautiful.
Little yoga pose. Little.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One.
Yep.
Very nice. Get in that water. So lean up on the edge. Up that side. Elbows up, there you go. Okay, now it's time to get your hair wet. Get in there.
Get that hair wet.
That's so pretty.
Beautiful. Perfect. Perfect. So do one, go under, and then come back up and look at me. Put your hair, like, put your hands like that. Fuck, that's hot. You're done.
Are you freezing?
Got in, just a little. Oh.
That's a wrap,
ladies. That's a wrap. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Michelle.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Nicole Lane. How can people find you on the web?
They can find me at chloejackman.com. ChloeJackman.com. This was awesome. Everybody should do it.
Yeah.
Call so Michelle much Walker.
Call Michelle Walker. All right. Thank you.